USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is in Surfside, Florida today, visiting the site of the collapsed condominium tower. During a meeting with local and state officials, he announced the federal government would pick up the cost of the search and rescue operations at the site.
The governor and the mayor have been completely open with me, asked whatever they have, but I think we've been able to deliver. And I think there's more that we can do, including, I think I have the power, and we'll know shortly, to be able to pick up 100% of the cost for the county and the state over the first 30 days.
And the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization has pled not guilty to charges stemming from an alleged tax scheme. The organization itself and the Trump Payroll Corporation have also pled not guilty. Alan Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.